this folded?
Yeah, it was. After retiring, for the last 2 years, I've enjoyed coaching, especially the younger players, seeing them get success when they train it and they bring it out match day. And, once I've retired, I've, had a few weeks just to put the hair down and relax with family and figure out where to hit next. And, coaching had a bit of passion about that. And I guess, I landed the spot at Toronto, which I'm really excited about.
Was there an offer from Carlton? Because we were led to believe that part of the deal of getting you back to Carlton was perhaps a coaching role when you finished up.
Yeah, there was. There was an offer at the Carlton Football Club, a club that I loved dearly. And, part of that role was, working in commercial and marketing upstairs, and something that I really loved to do. But my passion was football and working with the younger group and being connected in the football program. And, this role came up at Geelong, and they got in contact with me and said, listen, we can offer you a job within the football department as a development coach, part-time, working with the players, in particular small forwards. And, something that I was really, really excited to do and pursue. And, it was pretty sad not to get that at the Carlton Football Club. They got a lot of great coaches there. Luke Powell is one of the best, development coaches in the league, and they're pretty good. But at the moment, they've got a lot going on. He's bringing in a new coach, CEO, new assistant coaches. So I guess this fitted in perfectly. And speaking with my wife and family, that something that I wanted to do for sure. And really looking forward to it.
It's tempting too to get to a new club and just fresh eyes and fresh look.
Yeah, it wasn't more so that. I would love to stay at the Carlton Football Club, but I just really wanted to stay in football. Carlton did offer me to work up in the marketing community, but my passion was football, and I wanted to coach, and so that's why I've landed a job here.
Did Patrick pick up the phone to you, mate? Was he part of the negotiations?
Paddy was on the phone, and a funny story that Paddy offered me a ride in his boat. He said that to me 9 years ago at Carlton Crows when he got me there. I still haven't been in the boat yet, so I'm hoping that I'll get on the boat sooner or later.
Eddie, you mentioned the small forwards before. Tyson Stengel, are you keen to get him here and help develop him again?
There's a lot of stories going around about Tyson at the moment. He's played some great footy this year. He's got his life back on track. I'm pretty close with Tyson. I feel like I'm his older brother. When he came to Crows, that first, me and my wife took him in and looked after him. And, I still speak to him every day. And, I really do hope that he gets another opportunity at playing AFL footy, whether it's here, whether it's somewhere else. But, my best interest is in Tyson just getting back and playing AFL footy. If he comes to the Geelong Football Club, that'd be great, but I'm just happy that he gets an opportunity at it.
Have you had discussions with the Cats?
Sorry?
Have you had discussions with the Cats about that?
Not into a lot, just more so that we're really close and just chat to him, see what he thinks, and if he would like to come down here and play. But for Tyson, I guess that, he's only 22 and he's had a super year this year. He can still have a 10-year career if he gets back playing AFL footy. And no matter where that is, I wish him all the best, but a small part of me hopes he comes down here.
Do you feel obviously confident that the penny's dropped for him off-field? He's obviously had a few of those indiscretions, and you feel like he's matured?
I think so. He played with the Eagles West Torrens over there, did a lot of work in the communities, worked through the football club there, and they did some great work with him. I felt really bad first, because he lived with me and my wife down there, and we kind of, were pretty hard on him and kept him on a straight and narrow. And when we left, all this stuff started happening. I'm not saying that's because we left, but it was tough seeing that from Melbourne when he was in South Australia, and to see that the way that he left Adelaide Crows was probably hard to watch. And I guess he's grown up. I've spoken to him about my issues. I was locked up, at a young age when I was playing AFL footy, I had a famous boat cruise with the Carlton Football Club, and I guess that's when the penny dropped for myself. I turned myself around, and I told him yesterday that I played my best footy when I was 26, and that's when I started playing my best footy, and I peaked then. And he's 22, so the best footy's ahead of him, and I think he's on the straight now.
There's a good group of small forwards that are coming through at Geelong, growing Myers and Brad Close, Francis Evans. Got injured earlier in the year, but sort of looks good when he did have his chances. Was that, I guess, part of the enticement to come here to work with some really young guys and, I guess, you know, teach them the ropes and everything that you've sort of learnt in footy?
Yeah, it is a bit. And I guess not just, you know, the small forwards. I like to work with the whole football department as overall. And, you know, whether that's going and talking to the backs to tell them what I don't like as a small forward and helping them out as well and helping out the smalls. So I guess, you know, like you said, they've got a lot of great small forwards down here and looking forward to helping them out as best way I can. And, yeah, just excited to be down here at Geelong, to be honest.
Yeah, is it... purely like during the week, or we have a match day role at all as well? Or
yeah, at the moment it's part time. You know, I'll be driving down from Victoria. I had a lot of text messages saying that you just bought and now you're going to move down to Geelong, but we'll be still living in Victoria, driving down. Oh, sorry, in Melbourne, driving down here to Geelong. But yeah, hopefully I can get some game days as well. I'd love to go in, work on, you know, match days and probably talk to the players and see how it's going there, and you know. Talk to the small forwards and even the tall forwards as well, but yeah, like I said, I'm really looking forward to it.
As you mentioned, impressive Indigenous players here, Brandon Parfitt, Quinton Narpa. Will you have a role working with those guys as well, or is it totally purely coaching the small forwards?
Yeah, well, I've told the football club, you know, wherever I go, no matter what, me and my wife were always, you know, helping out the young Indigenous kids, no matter where we go, our doors are always open, and you know, me coming down here, I'm always gonna gravitate towards those younger players and help them out as best way I can on and off the field, and really looking forward to working with those two. And yeah, but for it's working with everybody, but I'll gravitate to those boys as well.
As you mentioned before, the role's part-time. Do you have any other plans for next year at this stage?
Yeah, we're still working on that at the moment. Obviously I did some work in media last year, this year, sorry, and last year, so still working on that at the moment and trying to finalise that.
What are your aspirations in coaching? You just heard how passionate you are about getting into footy and coaching. Do you see yourself becoming a full-time assistant or even the prospect of a senior coach down the line?
I said that to my wife last night. I talked to my partner Anna and said, what do you think about a senior coach? She said no. So basically, pulling that off the cards. But at the moment, yeah, I'm just enjoying. You know, it's baby steps at the moment. Just, you know, find myself, you know, working with the younger players and older players as well. But, you know, seeing them develop as well. So, yeah, it's small steps, and you know, it's only 1 year down here at the moment, so we'll see where it takes me.
You know, the Crows had a bit of Sean Burgoyne in an Indigenous role. Did they offer you anything, Adelaide, to return to South Australia and move back to the Crows in any capacity?
No, not at all. Yeah, Adelaide's a great city. I've got a lot of friends there, and you know, at the moment, to be honest, and like you said to your question before, I'm actually working, you know, doing some stuff as an overarching most football clubs, so when something happens with, you know, especially, you know, racism or issues like that, you know, I want to be involved with all the clubs and talking to, you know, all the Indigenous leaders and every single football club, because the AFL have mandated that now, that every football club should have an Indigenous leader officer, and, you know, I'm going to hope to work closely with those people and girls or boys that are in those roles, and, you know, I feel like I've got a bigger role play now that, you know, I'm not playing AFL footy within Australia, to use my voice to help stamp out racism, to talk to organisations, to make sure that it's culturally safe for everyone, to try to people to go in there and work, and just make it culturally safe.
Trev, in conjunction next year with your role at the Cats?
Yes. So it's only, like I said, it's only part time here, but you know, I still want to make change here in Australia, and that's what I'm passionate about, you know, because I've been doing it for the last 17 years. I've been playing AFL footy, is using my voice and speaking up, and I'm stamping out racism any way I can, and I'll be still doing that using my voice.
Trent Barco said a few weeks ago that he'd like to see more Indigenous people in coaching, but he didn't know what the answer was as to why there weren't the numbers that there possibly should be. Do you think that the AFL and clubs could be doing more to encourage Indigenous people into coaching post-football?
I think organisations and clubs should look at, you know, Aboriginal culture, look the way that they lead, because we all lead differently. We're not always the one up in front of the you know, the class, in front of the boys talking and organising people. The way that we've been brought up, our culture of loving, caring and bringing people together. and that's what I'm doing with organisations at the moment. I'm going to speak to them and tell them that, you know, we need Aboriginal people in leadership roles within organisation, you know, because we do lead differently and it is powerful, but I need to get people to see that. I need to get organisations to see that, and I need football clubs to see that, that Aboriginal people lead differently. And, you know, if we have, you know, Aboriginal people within leadership groups, it doesn't have to always be the one up front speaking. That way, you know, you get better experiences at communicating, talking, and developing that, that coaching role. You know, like I said, you never know what would happen in 5 years' time. Maybe I feel like coaching, I take them to the next step, and maybe one day, you know, I might be a senior coach, but that's down the track, not now.
What do your kids think of you being a Geelong mate? Will they need a new jersey? Or?
I think they've got a jersey in the bag, except for me to take home for the kids. I tell you the truth, that Paddy already gave Louis a jersey 4 years ago, I think. four years ago, so they've already got Geelong gear at home.
How's it feel? You've worn Crows and Carlton polos, but first down at Cats polo. How's it feel with putting that on?
To be honest, it's another polo, but it's blue, so it's good.